This week's Parsha is Parsha's Balak, and we'll focus our shir today on chapter 22, verse number 28. But before we do that, we have to give a quick synopsis what is going on into the Parsha. In this Parsha, Balak, the king of Moab, sends people to hire Balaam to curse the Jewish people, because he knows that Balaam's curses take effect. When the people gather, Balaam says that he has to consult with Hashem. Hashem tells him not to go. Then Balaam tells the people that Hashem doesn't let me go with people like you. Balak sends more important people to hire Balaam. Balaam tells him that he has to wait to see what Hashem is going to tell him. Hashem tells him that if the people came to call you, then you should go with them, but you should know that you are only allowed to say what I'm going to tell you. Then Balaam gets up in the morning and he saddles his she-donkey Asoinoi and he goes with the ministers of Moab. Hashem is angry that he goes, and Hashem puts an angel on the way to impede him from going. And he's riding his she-donkey and he has two lads with him. The donkey sees the angel of Hashem standing on the way and his sword is outstretched. Then she moves away from the road and Balaam hits the donkey. Then the angel stands in a narrow pathway where there is a fence in both sides. The donkey sees the angel. The donkey pushes against the fence and he crushes the leg of Balaam into the wall. And Balaam hits her again. Then the angel places himself in a narrow place where there is no place to go to the right or to the left. The donkey stops on its tracks and Balaam hits the donkey for the third time. Now we are going to mention the pasuk that is going to be the focus of our shiur. The pasuk says, "Va'iftach Hashem es piyo asoin." Hashem opened the mouth of the she donkey. "Va'toymar leBalaam," and she said to Balaam, "Me asisi lecha? What did I do to you? Ki kisoni ze shalosh regolim, that you already hit me these three times." Rashi notes that it's not written shalosh pe'amim, three times, shalosh regalim. So Rashi says that it's written shalosh regalim because the donkey was alluding to Balaam that you are now going to curse this nation who celebrates shalosh regalim, the three holidays during the year, which are Pesach, Shavuot and Sukkot, meaning that the donkey was hinting a musar, a rebuke to Balaam, that Balaam is now going to try to curse the Jews, and the Jews keep these three holidays. Regarding the pi ha'asoin, the mouth of the she-donkey, the Mishnah in Avos, chapter 5, Mishnah number 8 says, Asara dvorim nivru be'erev Shabbos ben ha'shmoshes. 10 things were created Shabbos Eve at twilight, meaning right before Shabbos, ve'elohen, and these are the 10 things. Pi ha'aretz, the mouth of the earth that swallowed Korach. Upia Be'er, the mouth of the well of Miriam that gave us water in the desert. Upia Asoin, and the mouth of Balaam's she-donkey that spoke to Balaam, as we just saw in the verse, and we'll explain exactly what that means. Vakeshes, in the rainbow that came after the flood. Vaman, the man that the Jewish people ate in the desert. Vahamata, and the staff that Moshe Rabbeinu used to perform the 10 plagues. Vashomir, and the shomir worm, which was used to split large stones because you couldn't use swords on the stones of the Beis HaMikdash. And also the shomir was used to engrave the names on the Shoham stones and on the stones of the Choshen, of the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol. Haksav, the Torah script, even though it was given later, it was written in black fire on the surface and white fire from the time of creation. Vamichtov, and the inscription, meaning the instruments Hashem used to engrave the tablets. Valuchos, and the tablets itself, meaning the first tablets that were later broken by Moshe Rabbeinu, were created the first Erev Shabbos of creation by twilight. Ve'yei Shomrim, some say Afa Mazikin, that the destructive spirits were also created right by Shabbat before creation, because since Adam and Chava sinned that Friday, then the destructive forces were created later. Ukvuroso Shel Moshe, the location of Moshe Rabbeinu's burial. The Eloi Shel Avram Avinu, and the ram that Avram Avinu used at the binding of Isaac in exchange for Isaac. The Yeshomrim, and some say, that the first pair of blacksmith tongs that the blacksmith holds the hot iron, that was also done Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes, right before sundown. And Tiferes Yisrael explains that even though we could have used a mold to do the first pair of tongs, nonetheless, Hashem wanted to create the first pair of tongs. Like that, when the Jewish people are going to build the vessels of the temple, the tongs they will use will be connected to the original pair of tongs that Hashem made during the 6 days of creation. Now we are going to focus our shir on the statement of the Mishnah that Pi Ha'asoin, that the mouth of the she-donkey of Bilam, was created on Erev Shabbos, the eve of Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes at twilight. What does it really mean? The Bartanura on the Mishnah explains that Be'erev Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes, on the eve of Shabbos, in the 6th day of creation, Nigzar ala Asoin, it was decreed on the donkey, Shetedaberim Bilam, that she should speak to Bilam. The Tosfos Yontev explains the word of the Bartanura, and he explains that the Bartanura doesn't want to say that the donkey was speaking to Bilam, because then the donkey would have been very old, because since the 6th day of creation until Bilam's times, it was at least a couple thousand years. Therefore, the Bartanura says that it was decreed that the donkey should speak to Bilam. Rabbi Yisrael Lipschitz, the Baal Tiferes Yisrael, explains that if in fact what the Mishnah said was meant to be taken literally, and the donkey that spoke to Bilam was the same original donkey that was created in the 6th day of creation, and in fact this donkey was a couple thousand years old, and also what is written later in the Mishnah, that Eloi Shel Avram Avinu, the ram that Avram Avinu substituted for Yitzchak during the binding of Isaac, if that ram was the original ram that was created in the 6th day of creation before twilight, and it was now a couple thousand years old, then this is such a miracle that a miracle like that should not be ignored by the Torah. But the fact that the Torah doesn't write this miracle, then clearly it's not meant to say that this original donkey was the donkey that spoke to Bilam, and this original ram wasn't the ram that Avram Avinu took, but it's meant to say that Hashem gave power in the original donkey, that one of his descendants in the future generations will have the power to speak to Bilam. In the same way that Hashem gave strength in this ram, that in the future generations one ram will be the one that is going to be the substitute for Yitzchak during the Akedah. And that is exactly what Rabbeinu Bachi explains, because Rabbeinu Bachi says, the Dibur Ha'aso in Hush and Nivra Ben Hashmoshes, that the speech of the donkey is what was created Ben Hashmoshes, not that the donkey itself was created Ben Hashmoshes, Kloimer, Loi Ha'aso in Atzma, not the she-donkey herself, Elokoyach Adibur Shenitamba, but the strength, the power to speak, that was given to the original donkey, that in future generations, another she-donkey who is going to use that power. And Machzer Vitri says the same thing, Shenivra Adibur, that the speech was created, Vaya Oyemid Metzape, Atche Dibra Boy Ha'asoin, was waiting until this she-donkey in the time of Bilam spoke those words, but not that the donkey itself was created. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in his Sefer Lechem Shomaim, disagrees with the Tiferes Yisrael, that the Tiferes Yisrael argues that if this donkey and the Elo Shel Avram, the Ram of Avram Avinu, would be that old, the Torah should have at least mentioned this miracle. He says that we see clearly that other animals lived a long time, and yet the Torah does not say clearly this miracle. And he brings proof from the Medrash Rabbah, Parshas Nosoi, Parsha Yud Beis, Simen Yud Ches. There we are dealing with the gifts that the princes of each tribe brought, and it's written in chapter 7, verse number 3, Be'aviu eskrabonu mifnei Hashem, that they brought their offering in front of Hashem, Sheish eglois tzav, 6 covered wagon, Ushnei osar bokor, and 12 oxen, a golo al shnei asim, a wagon for each two leaders, v'shor le'echot, and an axe for each leader, v'akriu oison lifnei ha-mishkon, and they brought in front of the mishkon. Meaning simply that as part of the inauguration process, the Nesim, the princes, decided to bring to the tabernacle 6 wagons and 12 oxen. Afterwards, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, kach mi'itam, take from them. The Medrash is bothered, why does Hashem have to tell Moshe Rabbeinu to take from them? Why wouldn't Moshe Rabbeinu take from them? So the Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu was worried that what happens if one of the wagons is going to break or one of these axes are going to die, then it's going to come out that the sacrifice that the princes wanted to bring becomes possible, becomes disqualified. Meaning they wanted to donate these things as a sacrifice to Hashem, and if afterwards one of them dies or one of them gets broken, then it will be. The Medrash says, Omad lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem tells him what's written in verse number 5, V'ayu la'avoid es avoidas oel moed, that they will be there to serve in the oel moed. Meaning, Hashem gave them strength, She'yu kayomim le'oilam, that they will stand forever. So the Medrash asks, Adei chanoi kayomim, how long did they stay? Meaning that they have the strength to stay forever, but how long did in fact they stay alive or they stay? The Medrash gives 4 opinions. The first opinion the Medrash says is they stay until the Gilgal, until the time of Hosea. The second opinion is that they stayed until Nov. The third opinion is they stayed until Givoin. And the fourth opinion the Medrash brings is they were brought in the Beis HaMikdash. And they bring the verse in Divrei Hayomim Beis, chapter 7, verse number 5, where there is written, Vayizbach Amelech Shloimo as Zevach HaBokor, that the king Solomon slaughtered the slaughtering of the bulls. But there is written HaBokor with the Hey idea, with the famous Hey, where other places just written Bokor. So the Medrash says that he slaughtered the famous oxen that was from the time of the Nesim, but Tanum Mishim Rameir, but we learned in Rameir, Ad Achshov Heinu Agolois Vaporos Chayomis, that the wagons and the oxen and the cows are still staying today, Veloi Humamu, and they did not become blemish, Veloi Skinu, they did not become old, Veloi Trifu, and they didn't become sick, Veloi Nishberu, and they didn't become broken, Veloi Dvorim Kal Vechoimer, and we have now a Kal Vachomer, a clear deduction. If the wagons that were cleaved to the work of the tent of meeting, to the tabernacle, Hashem gave them the power that they should stay and endure forever. Israel, the Jewish people that are connected to Hashem, Alachas Kamo Vakamo, for sure that the Jewish people are going to stay and endure forever. Shenemar, because it's written the verse in Dvarim chapter 4, verse number 4, Va'atam hadveikim b'Hashem Elokeichem, and you that cleave to Hashem, Chaim kulchem ayoim, you are living all today. Meaning that if the wagons and the oxen, that because they are serving the place which serves Hashem, Hashem gives them the blessing that they should endure forever, for sure the Jewish people that serve Hashem directly, that they deserve to endure forever. But nonetheless, says Rav Yaakov Emden, that we see from this Medrash that these oxen that were given by the Nesim, they stayed alive for at least 500 years, and according to Rav Meir, they still are alive today. And that miracle is not recorded anywhere else, so we see it's not necessary that this miracle should be recorded, because it's not that important. The same way it's possible that Asoinoi Shel Bilam, that the sheep donkey of Bilam, is still around. And we could actually make a Kal Vachomer, says Rav Yaakov Emden, if this oxen, which were normal oxen, but because Hashem gave them a blessing, those oxen are alive today, clearly something that Hashem specifically created during the 6 days of creation, that it should be for a later time, that thing could be alive even for a later time, even after so many thousand years. The Medrash Agada in this week's Parsha writes down a little bit clearer, but it's still not totally clear. He writes down regarding this opening of the donkey's mouth. The Medrash says, "Hu osoim shenivra b'sheshes mei bereishis." This is the she donkey that was born during the 6 days of creation. The Yaakov nos nolabilam, and Yaakov gave this she donkey to Bilam. This Medrash seems to imply that the she donkey was given to Bilam by Yaakov. That means that she donkey was still alive since the 6 days of creation, which means that this she donkey was at least 2,000 years old. There is another Medrash, which is a Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, Perek Lamed, where there the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar is dealing with the Pasuk in Parshas Shmos, chapter 4, verse number 20, where it says, Vayikach Moshe zishtoi vezbonav, Moshe took his wife and children, vayarkivim ala chamoir, and he rode them on top of the donkey, vayoshov, and he went back, Arza Mitzrayim, to the land of Egypt. The Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says that Hishkim Avram Baboiker, that Avram Avinu got up in the morning, meaning that by the Akedah, Avram Avinu got up in the morning, Velokach as Ishmael ves Eliezer ves Yitzchok b'no Yimoy, and he took Ishmael, Eliezer, and Yitzchok his son, Vechovash as Achamoyr, and he saddled the donkey, Hu Sherachav all of Avram, this is the donkey that Avram rode, Hu Achamoyr, this is the donkey, son of the she-donkey, that was born during the 6 days of creation. Shanemar, because it's written in the verse in Bereishis, chapter 22, verse number 3. Vayashkev Avram Baboike, Avram got up in the morning, Vayachvo Jez Chamoiroi, and he saddled his donkey. And they explain the Medrash that Avram Avinu is saddling his donkey, which seems to imply that he has a special donkey, because if he had many donkeys and this wasn't a special donkey, then it should have said Vayachvosh Chamor, and he saddled a donkey. But here he says that he saddled his donkey, then this donkey must be special. And what's special about this donkey? That this is the donkey, son of the she donkey that Hashem created during the 6 days of creation at twilight. And the Medrash continues, Hu hachamoir sherachav olav Moshe bevoil Mitzrayim. This is the same donkey that Moshe Rabbeinu rode when he came to Egypt, as it said the pasuk that we just mentioned, where Moshe took his wife and children and made them ride on top of a donkey. Hu hachamoir she'asid ben David lirikoiv olav. That this is the donkey that the Moshiach is going to ride. Shenemar, because written regarding the Moshiach, that ani veroichav al hachamoir, that he looks like a poor person riding on top of a donkey. So the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar clearly says that this donkey that Avraham Avinu took to the Akedah is the same donkey that Moshe Rabbeinu took to Mitzrayim. This is the same donkey that will be used by Moshiach. And according to this, this is the son of the original she-donkey, which means that in the same way that this donkey lived a long time, we could clearly say that the she-donkey lived also a long time, that the she-donkey lived till the time of Bilam, and then according to the interpretation of Rashi, Hashem had to kill this donkey because this she-donkey had embarrassed Bilam. And I found a Medrash Talpiyos Anav Chamoir, which corroborates the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, because the Medrash there says that the donkey that Avraham Avinu had, he gave it to Yitzchak, Yitzchak gave it to Yaakov, Yaakov gave this donkey to Levi, Levi gave it to Kehaz, Kehaz gave this donkey to Amram, Amram gave this donkey to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu used it to go down to Egypt. And he says that after Moshe Rabbeinu died in Har Nevoi, this donkey went up to Mount Nevoi with Moshe Rabbeinu, and he's still there waiting till Moshiach is going to come, and then Moshiach is going to ride on this donkey. As an aside, I saw a beautiful answer on the question of why does Hashem need to make such a miracle? Meaning, why is it necessary that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he comes down to Egypt to redeem the Jewish people, that he is the one riding the same donkey that Avraham Avinu rode in the Akedah? Why couldn't he have a new donkey? What difference does it make? And another question, according to the Midrash, the same donkey is waiting for the coming of the Mashiach, meaning that Mashiach is going to ride on this donkey. Why is it necessary that the Mashiach ride on this particular donkey? The Mashiach could ride on any donkey. There are plenty of donkeys in the world. Why is Hashem making this miracle that the Mashiach should ride specifically on the donkey that Moshe Rabbeinu rode to redeem the Jewish people, which is the same donkey that Avraham Avinu rode to the Akedah, to the binding of Isaac? I saw the answer in the name of the Goyen HaTzadik, Rab Chaim Moshe Yudah Schneider, the Rosh Yeshiva of Torah's Emes in London, where he writes down that according to the Arizal, when we were in Egypt, we were already in the 49th level of impurity. That means that anybody that is going to go to Egypt and is going to want to take the Jewish people out of Egypt is going to require Mesiras Nefesh, self-sacrifice, in order to be able to make the miracles and in order to be able to not be influenced by the impurities of Egypt. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu needed specifically this donkey of Avraham Avinu, which Avraham Avinu used it to go to the Akedah, which was the ultimate example of self-sacrifice. Therefore, specifically, Moshe Rabbeinu needed to tap into that Mesiras Nefesh and the merit of Avraham Avinu in order to be able to take the Jewish people out of Egypt. And also, in regards to the times of Mashiach, it's written in the verse, Ki meitzeischo meretz Mitzrayim, like the days when you went out of Egypt, erenu neflois, I will show you wonders, meaning that Hashem is going to show us wonders when Mashiach is going to come, like Hashem showed us wonders at the time when we left Egypt. So we see that the verse is comparing the times of Mashiach to the times of coming out of Egypt. Therefore, in the same way that when we came out of Egypt, we were required to have Mesiras Nefesh of Avraham Avinu, the self-sacrifice that Avraham Avinu used at Akedah, so too, when Mashiach is going to come, we will require to have the self-sacrifice of the time that we left Egypt, which is the same self-sacrifice that Avraham Avinu needed in order to go to the Akedah. Now we are going to try to explain what does it mean that these things were created Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes, Erev Shabbos right before sunset. And through that, we are going to try to explain why, in fact, Hashem created the mouth of the donkey Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes, right before sundown. Sefer HaMusar explains this based on the Rambam, that the Rambam says that when Hashem created the world, He created everything in the world, based on the Pasuk in Keheles, chapter 1, verse number 9, where it says, Ve'en kol chodosh tachas ha-shomesh, that there is no new things under the sun, meaning that everything that is in the world was already created during the seventh day of creation. But these 10 things that were created by Hashmoshes right before sunset are in a different category than other miracles that Hashem performs. Other miracles or conditions that Hashem puts in creation are conditions and miracles that are made to replicate themselves, meaning they are not just for one time. We find the same miracle multiple times. For example, Avraham Avinu was thrown in the pit of fire and the fire did not affect him. In the same way that when Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, the three prophets, were thrown in the pit of fire, the fire also did not affect them. Also, when the Jewish people left Egypt, the sea split for them. So too, the sea split when they crossed the Jordan. And also, when Pinchas ben Yair wanted to cross the river split. Basically, in a way, the same miracle that happened to one replicated and happened to another. The miracle that happened by Yeshua, that he was able to stop the sun, the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu was also able to stop the sun when he fought Sichon, and the sun also stopped for Nakdimon Ben Gurion. So we see that those miracles replicate themselves and are not made just for one time. But these 10 things listed that Hashem created Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes, Friday before sundown, these are things that are done just for one time and for one location and for one purpose, and therefore they were required to have a special creation from Hashem, that after Hashem finished creating everything, then He went ahead and created those things that are going to be specifically for different times and different situations. Sefer Tiferes Yonason explains a little bit differently this idea, and he explains that all the miracles that are going to happen in the future and all the conditions that Hashem is going to make in the future, Hashem already made them in the day that Hashem created the item that the miracle is done with. Meaning that when Hashem created the ocean, when Hashem said that the ocean should gather together, Hashem already made a condition that when the Jewish people are going to need it, then the ocean is going to split. Meaning on the same day that He created. So too when Hashem created the sun, Hashem already made the condition that the sun is going to follow a cycle, but if Hashem wants it to stop for the Jewish people, then the sun is going to stop for the Jewish people. So the day that the sun was created, that is the day where that condition was put in place. And so too, all the other miracles that happen through other items, Hashem already made the condition in the day that that item was created. And that condition was done for the Tashmish Chal, for regular use, to help or to save a tzaddik. For example, Hashem created the animals. Hashem created the animals with the condition that the lion is not going to bite Daniel, and also that the fish is going to swallow Yonah. All these conditions were done at the time that they were created. And all these conditions are done in order to help or to save a tzaddik. But these 10 things that are listed in the Mishnah that were created, Shabbos Bein Hashmashes, are not made to help anybody, are ois u'moifes al malchuso yisbarach. There are signs and miracles to show that Hashem is the creator and make sure that everybody knows that the kingdom is from Hashem. Therefore, since their use is only for holiness, not for a regular person, they are one level lower than Shabbos. Because Shabbos is Kodesh Kadoshim, is Holy of Holies, and Shabbos is made to let everybody know that the kingdom and the control of everything is from Hashem. Therefore, these 10 things that were created Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashes are also things that declare the kingdom of Hashem. They are almost in the same level as Shabbos, but they are considered as Hashem is Moisiv, is adding Michol al HaKodesh from the weekday to Shabbos, because He's making them in a way holy, because those things will also proclaim that this world is the kingdom of Hashem. Therefore, they were created right close to Shabbos in order for you to know that these 10 things are in a special category. But the Tiferes Yisrael does not explain how those things declare the kingdom to Hashem. Meaning, how does the donkey speaking to Bilam declare that this world belongs to Hashem? The Ramban says that the purpose of the miracle was to show Bilam that even man's regular functions are always under Hashem's control. Meaning that if a donkey could speak intelligently, then surely Bilam could be forced to say what Hashem wants him to say, and also Bilam could be silenced when Hashem wants him to be silent. The Sefer explains that the whole purpose that Hashem made the donkey speak was in order to cause Bilam to do tshuva, to repent. That even though Bilam was a Rasha, nonetheless Hashem wanted him to repent, didn't want him to lose out, therefore Hashem caused the donkey to speak. Rav Chaim Shmulevich adds to this and says that you see how Hashem made this miracle in the sixth day of creation, right before twilight. He performed this miracle in order to prevent a Rasha, an evil person, from being destroyed, in order to prevent a Rasha from making bigger mistakes. So much so, Hashem does miracles every day for every Jew who wants to do the right thing, that he should not go astray and he should always be able to stay in the proper path. Based on the Meshech Chachma, Mefarshim explained that the idea is that Hashem wanted everybody to know that Hashem is the one making the miracles for the Jewish people, and Hashem is the one protecting the Jewish people, because Hashem is the one that controls the whole world. Meaning that the nations of the world could have thought that the reasons we see so many miracles happening to the Jewish people is because the Jewish people have a huge power of sorcery. They are expert sorcerers, and they are able to make these miracles. But in fact, they are not really miracles from Hashem. They are just from the power of sorcery. Therefore, Hashem made that in front of Bilam, the highest sorcerer, the sorcerer that all the Sarei Moab, all the people respected, the sorcerer that they hired to curse the Jewish people, Hashem performed this huge miracle in front of them that the donkey will speak and the donkey will rebuke Bilam. Therefore, everybody understood that in this case the Jewish people are not involved, because the Jewish people are totally ignorant that Bilam was hired by Balak to curse the Jewish people. And nonetheless, Hashem makes this miracle and in a way shows them that Hashem does not want Bilam to curse, and only the words that Hashem will speak, that will happen. So now everybody knows that the miracles that happened all the way till here was not done by the Jewish people by the power of sorcery. It was done directly by Hashem, because Hashem wants to protect the Jewish people. And the knowledge of this caused all the nations of the world and the Sarei Moav to fear Hashem. The Chazkuni on Bereishis chapter 3 verse number 1, where we there discussing the sin of Chava, the verse says that the snake spoke to the woman, meaning the snake spoke to Chava. The Chazkuni says that the snake spoke to Chava in the same way that the she-goat is going to speak to Bilam. Then according to this Chazkuni, we have a lot of questions, because if that is true, then what we mentioned earlier from the Sefer HaMusar, that these things that were created Erev Shabbos Ben HaShmoshes are things unique, then theoretically they're not so unique, because we see now that the snake also speaks to Chava, to a person. Then we see that it's possible that animals should speak to a person, then it's not so unique. And then what does the Mishnah make a big deal about this Erev Shabbos Ben HaShmoshes, Hashem created the Pi HaAsa in the mouth of the she-donkey, when we see that the Nachash spoke before to Chava, and according to the Chizkuni, was in the same way. In truth, the Eben Ezra says there, in the name of Rab Sadia Goyen, that it wasn't the snake itself that spoke, it was an angel that spoke on behalf of the snake. But the snake itself did not have the power of speech. The first animal that had the power of speech was the she-donkey of Bilam. But the Radak asks a question there, that if that is true, that the snake did not speak, but the angel spoke on behalf of the snake, then why did Hashem curse the snake? The snake didn't do anything wrong. The angel spoke on behalf of the snake. Then Hashem should curse the angel, not the snake. And the Radak brings a Yesh Omrim, which is actually the opinion of the Abarbanel, that the snake did not speak, but the snake was a very smart snake, and the snake kept eating from the fruit of knowledge, from the Eitz Hadas, and by the snake eating the Eitz Hadas, he was hinting to Chava that she should do the same. Chava got the hint and did the same. So the snake wasn't speaking to Chava, but the snake was showing Chava in a way that Chava understood what the snake wants, and because the snake caused Chava to sin, therefore the snake was punished. The Satmar Rebbe answers that it could be that more things were created in Erev Shabbos Ben HaShmoshes, Erev Shabbos right before sundown, and as a matter of fact, the Vilna Gaon is also of the opinion that more things were created Erev Shabbos Ben HaShmoshes, because the Vilna Gaon says that all the miracles that Hashem is going to make, as we mentioned before, for example, the sea splitting or the sun stopping, the conditions that Hashem made with them was made Erev Shabbos Ben HaShmoshes, and he says that Hashem has his own reasons why he wrote these 10 things and not other. According to this, the Satmar Rabbi says that in truth we could say that the mouth of the snake was also created Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmoshes. But Hashem did not want to publicize. Hashem didn't want to make a point of the snake opening up its mouth, and he didn't want to put his name by the snake opening up his mouth. Why? Because all the 10 things that is listed by the Mishnah that was created Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmoshes are things that benefit mankind, things that are going to be good to man. But the opening the mouth of the snake was bad to man, because that caused man to sin. Therefore, Hashem doesn't want to be included and saying that He's the one who created it, Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmoshes, because since this is not for benefit of mankind, even though it was created Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmoshes, nonetheless, Hashem doesn't want to be mayachet, doesn't want to put His name on that, and therefore only by the she-donkey it's written that Hashem opened up the mouth of the she-donkey, because that opening the mouth was supposed to be for benefit of mankind, for causing Bilam to do tshuva, and not to harm mankind as it was when the snake opened its mouth. Sefer Shemeroish wants to give an explanation why specifically Hashem made a miracle this way, that a donkey should speak to Bilam. What was the point that the donkey should speak to Bilam? Hashem could have had a divine voice speak to Bilam. What was the message to Bilam that a donkey will speak to him? And furthermore, he says, it's written in Dvarim chapter 34, verse number 10, V'lo kam navi oid b'Yisrael k'moisha, that there was no prophet among the Jewish people like Moshe Rabbeinu. The Sifri brings down, which Rashi brings down there, the Beisrael Leikam, that among the Jewish people there was no prophet like Moshe Rabbeinu. Avo Bomus Ha'olam Kam, but in the nations of the world we had a prophet like Moshe Rabbeinu. And who is the prophet like Moshe Rabbeinu? Bilam. The question he asks is the Gemara in the Dorim, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph 38a, says that the Shechina doesn't rest on a person only if the person is Giboir, strong, v'oshir, wealthy, v'chacham, and wise, v'onof, and humble. And Bilam was none of those things. So how is it possible that Hashem should rest His Shechina on Bilam? He answers this based on the Orach Chaim HaKodesh in chapter 23, verse number 5. There, before Bilam gives his first prophecy, the verse says, Vayosem Hashem Dovor Befi Bilam, that Hashem put, the normal translation is that He put a utterance, a word, in the mouth of Bilam. Vayomer Shuvel Balak V'choyse Daber, and He said, go back to Balak, and so you should say. The Orach Chaim HaKodesh translates this pasuk differently, and He says, Vayosem Hashem Dovor, Hashem put a thing in the mouth of Bilam. Since Bilam was a disgusting person, he was a dirty person, he was a degraded person, it would be impossible that Bilam should give prophetic words even for the good, because he was such a debased person, and the Shekhinah could not get even close to Bilam. Therefore, Hashem devised a plan that He is going to make a box inside Bilam's mouth, then He is going to speak through that box. He will make a barrier inside Bilam's mouth, that the words that Bilam is going to come out is not going to come out of his strength of speech. It's going to come out of this box, which won't have any contact with the body of Bilam, with his physical being. The Ruach HaKodesh, the prophetic words, is going to come out of the mouth of Bilam, but won't have any contact with Bilam, because Hashem is putting a barrier, a box, inside Bilam's mouth. And to emphasize this idea, Hashem first has the donkey speak to Bilam, because when the donkey speaks to Bilam, nobody in his right mind is going to make a mistake that this donkey now has brains and this donkey now is a man. Everybody understands that this donkey is still a donkey. So too, when they're going to see that Bilam is going to speak the words, prophetic words, don't think that Bilam now became an elevated person. Bilam is still the same corrupt person as he was before, and Hashem is the one that put this box inside Bilam's mouth, and that caused Bilam to speak. in the same way that Hashem made the donkey speak, and even though it's still a donkey, so too Hashem is going to make Bilam speak, even though Bilam is no better than a donkey. And Hashem Yisburg should help that since we are mentioning this week's Parsha regarding the she-donkey of Bilam, which according to the Midrashim I brought before, is the mother of the Chamor, of the donkey that Avraham Avinu took to the Akedah, and as I mentioned, that is the same donkey that Moshiach is going to ride in it. So Hashem Yisburg should help that we should merit to have already Moshiach coming and riding on it, and we should have the redemption, the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt, b'imheira b'yomeinu, Amen.